Now we'll look at some of your responses to Monday's show. Our broadcast last night brought in some complaints and sparked a memory from decades back. First, the memory.
It comes from a listener in Blacksburg, Virginia. My story about the late 19th century social reformer Jacob Riis reminded Morton Nadler of his teenage years in the 1930s. He writes, "Jacob Riis Park, at the end of Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, was a popular beach destination. We had no idea who Jacob Riis was, nor did we care. How wrong we were, as your segment showed. One time," he continued, "with a friend, we were eating at the pavilion at the park, and when they played a recording of the Star Spangled Banner, we refused to stand up in protest against social injustice in our nation. We withstood the glares of people at neighboring tables, and after the recording stopped, an attendant asked us to leave, which we did."
The complaints we've received focus primarily on Robert Smith's report on what the National Park Service website considers the nation's smallest national park. Listener Tim Royal of Phoenix takes issue with that definition of park. He says the Park Service oversees many things and places often called parks which are not parks. They include lakeshores, seashores, historic sites, historical markers, and more.
Thomas Sinkowitz of Monmouth, Illinois, was one of several listeners who asked for an apology from our reporter for what he called the cavalier way in which he reported on the Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial. In particular, Sinkowitz did not appreciate our jokes about pronouncing the name of the place.
The name may actually be longer than the actual park. It's the Thaddeus
Kosciuszko National Memorial.
Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial.
Yes.
Sinkowitz writes, "No one with a pedestrian name like Smith can really appreciate the joys and challenges of bearing a name like Kosciuszko, but I would have expected more sensitivity from an NPR reporter." Thomas Sinkowitz went on to explain in an email exchange with us that he does not use the traditional Polish pronunciation of his name. A famous Polish novelist from the turn of the 20th century shares our listener's last name, but pronounces it Sienkiewicz, Henryk Sienkiewicz.
Let us know how we're doing and keep sending us your comments. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. And don't forget, we want to know where you're from and how you or your most famous namesakes pronounce your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.